This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While hundreds of rescuers search desperately for survivors within a rubble of the collapsed Champlain Tower south in Florida, a small cadre of mental health counselors have been deploying to help families and other loved ones cope with the tragedy. For every missing person, many more lives have been turned upside down as they await word on the fate of loved ones. It has been more than a week since anyone was seen alive and found alive. The emotional and physical, psychological fatigue is taking its toll as well. Over two dozen mental health professionals have been helping relatives of the missing and the crews on the front lines of the rescue effort. Cuba is preparing to evacuate people along the island's southern region amid fears a tropical storm Elsa could unleash heavy flooding. After battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people, the government opened shelters and moved to protect their sugar cane and cocoa crop ahead of the storm, whose next target was Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including in Miami-Dade County, where the high-rise condominium building collapsed last week. Elsa was located at around 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and was speeding west-northwest of about 17 miles per hour. A forensic team has arrived in a Canadian town destroyed by wildfire to confirm reports that two people were killed during the blazes, which forced residents to abandon their homes with just a few minutes' notice several days ago. The coroner's service in British Columbia said that they will enter the devastated village located 95 miles northeast of Vancouver. This is VOA News.